This song was written about Curtis Hambright, who was one of the best boxers of the 1930s, and in the late 1970s was still an itinerant preacher, an itinerant street preacher in Birmingham, Alabama. I thought he deserved a song. Battling Bozo walks downtown, a cane held in his hand. Just a blind old boxer and a shepherd dog, no one understands why he tucks his chin to the dirty wind and throws a punch or two. The man once cheered by thousands is remembered now by few. Yellowed pages on dusty shelves chronicle his name. Tell how Battling Bozo rose to fortune and to fame. But they don't say nothing about a blind old boxer with twisted and broken hands. It's just that the papers didn't fade as fast as the screaming of the fans. He remembers stepping through those ropes 500 different nights. Remembers how the clouds of smoke rose up to curl around the lights. Remembers how the crowd hollered out his name, the women hung around. Remembers traveling up that road, he remembers going down. He remembers the night that he fought the champ that battled to a draw. Remembers how the champ went crashing down from a right that broke his jaw. But the champ was game and he struggled up. The count was a little slow. Yeah, you just can't beat a hometown boy, but ain't that the way that it goes? He remembers when the lights started going out, the future started looking dim. He kept on fighting on guts and skill, but a blind man just can't win. And he feels of the scars around his eyes and mouth, remembers how they cracked and bled. And he remembers how the crowd screamed out its joy with every blow to his aching head, with every blow to his battered head. Now, Battling Bozo had lots of friends till his money it ran low. Then the one he thought was closest, she was among the first to go. But when he'd come to see them, they'd pretend that they weren't there. He wasn't wanting money, just looking for a friend to care. Now Odell came and took his hand and helped him find his way. She shared his sorrows and eased his mind and brightened up his days. She was father, mother, sister, brother, a lover and a friend. But why she loved a has-been boxer, they could not comprehend. Now Odell worked at the factory, her face got lined and old. Bozo helped out some with the pens and pencils that he sold. And their nights flew by like shadows, and the days turned into years. They left a living legacy of laughter and of tears. Now he turns the corner at 7th and Broad and preaches to a crowd. He tells how God so loved the world and someone asked out loud, "Well, how come you don't heal the blind?" And the old man, he just smiles. He seems to know the reasons, but he don't tell them why. That's why I'm battling Bozo walks downtown, a cane held in his hand. Just a blind old boxer and a shepherd dog. No one understands why he tucks his chin to the dirty wind and throws a punch or two. A man once cheered by thousands is remembered now by few.